Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, so look, if you're trying to reach a larger audience, we need you guys to advertise with Rants and Gems.
We are the number one real estate podcast out here, and we have an amazing audience of people that would love to service and work with your businesses, right?
Absolutely. So we need you guys to email Jordana@rantsandgems.com. She's going to handle everything. We're going to make sure that your ads and your business get seen to the world. So email Jordana@rantsandgems.com.
Let's go.
YouTube, what's going on? Matt Garland here, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Happy hump day to all. I feel good. I look good. I smell good. Life is good. Let's get into today's show. Now, my wonderful co-host, Kiana Watson, will not be in. What's going on with the audio? Can you guys hear me loud and clear? Can you hear me? I can hear you, MG. Hey, MG. What's up, Bray? Text in the comments if you can hear me. Type yes in the chat if you can hear me. Just want to make sure we all on the same page here because somebody came in the comments quick and said, what's up with the audio? The audio sound good to me on my end. And the people are saying the audio is good, too. So I'm not sure who you were, but maybe you got to check out your own audio. Now, let's get to today's show. First of all, like I said, my lovely co-host, Kiana Watson, will not be in the building today. This is MG Rant and Gem solo. So you know how we give it up on the solo shows. We're going to talk. We're going to talk about something. And I'm going to bring you guys on. Let's get some questions asked and answered, and I'm gonna give you guys some information today. All right, so if you're ready for today's show, share this out with 10 people because they're gonna need these gems, especially if they're trying to buy a house in this market or invest in this market. So we're going to talk about a few things, but let's first quick housekeeping items, right? Real quick. Y'all know about House Hackonomics. Make sure you pick up your copy of House Hackonomics today. You go to the link in my Instagram bio or in the description of this video. You'll see the link for House Hackonomics. Thursday, September 29th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will be in Long Island at Farmingdale State College in Farmingdale, Long Island. Thursday, September 29th, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to the minority millennials for putting on this event. This is a free event, ladies and gentlemen. Free event featuring myself, Sonia Lewis, the student loan doctor, Camille Davis, Trisha Gleaton, Oliver Marcelin, and the whole minority millennials community. Make sure you guys tap in with this. I'm going to put the link in the description right now. Again, this is a free event here in Long Island. Shout out to everybody on the island, Queens. Pull up. I don't do a lot of events in Long Island, but I want to do more events in Long Island. And again, this is free. So make sure you guys tap in. It's going on from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at Farmingdale College in Long Island, New York. All right. So link is in the description. It's free. First come, first serve. Register if you want to be a part of that event. All right. So let's get into today's show. As we all know, Please link the thing for House Economics. Tooks, can you put the link from my bio and House Economics in the description? All right. So let's talk about today's show. Let's talk about what we came here to discuss. And let's talk about interest rates. The market is going crazy, ladies and gentlemen. The market is going crazy, but today it is rebounding. So I'm going to pull up what today's rates are. Let me just share this to you. This is how they opened, but it's a little bit lower. So I'm going to show you how rates move so fast, right? This is a prime example. So let me put this on my screen so you guys can see this. Let me know if you can see this on your screen loud and clear. Let me know if you can see this on my screen, if you can read this rate that's on my screen. All right, type yes in the chat if you can see this. Type yes in the chat if you can see my screen. All right, bet. So now this slide was done today. I'll probably say at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The 30-year fix at that time was 6.8. And this is, again, when you see interest rates online, ladies and gentlemen, when you see them online, again, this is for primary residences, conventional mortgages, typically with 20% down and a 740 credit score and a conforming loan amount. All right? So this was the rates around 11, 12 o'clock today, 6.825% on a 30-year fix, 6.13% on a 15-year, around 5.99, call it 6% on a 5.1 ARM. A FHA was right around 6.5%, a jumbo mortgage around 6%, and the VA around 6.5%, right? Now, yesterday, if you follow me on Instagram over the past 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, the rates creeped up a little bit over 7%. Now, as of right now, I just checked one of my favorite websites, and we're going to go to the website too. I'll actually show it to you guys. The 30-year dipped to 6.65% and the 15-year to around 6.03%. So there was some positive action today in the bond markets to close out the day strong, which decreased mortgage rates. Now, I'm telling you all this, and we're going to talk about mortgage rates because this is crippling home buyers across the country. These high interest rates, along with higher home prices, the affordability is off the chain right now. People can't afford this, right? So I want to tell everybody now, these might seem high rates. These are higher rates than what they were. My first interest rate, if you follow me, I'll tell you all the time. My first interest rate was 7.25 on a 3-year ARM, 7.25 back in like 04, 05. So relatively speaking, I mean, this is when I came in the game. This is what the interest rates were looking like. These were great rates back in the day. But clearly now, this is not a great rate for the majority of people, and especially for first-time home buyers. This is making affordability very hard. So number one, what I want to tell everybody is if you've been pre-approved and you haven't locked in yet, go check your pre-approvals because you probably don't qualify no more. Number two, all real estate professionals, realtors and loan officers, you should be actively, proactively calling your borrowers every single day to make sure that they still qualify and they're still in the market, right? Now, how this is going to affect investors, investor interest rates are very high right now. Those rates are running in that 8% range right now, 8 to 10% range right now for investors. So you have to be very mindful when you're going out here shopping for a home right now or investment properties. You have to do your numbers. All of you guys who are in the comments talking, you got three this. I need y'all to settle down a little bit, right? Y'all going a little crazy with these rates you're putting in here, and y'all making everybody else feel bad. Congratulations to all of you for taking advantage of the cheapest money when it was available. But I want to say another thing to you guys. If you can't afford a 7% mortgage, even if the bank approved you or pre-approved you, please, 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 please proceed with caution, because the bank going to want their money rain, sleet, hail, snow. If you ain't got the money, just say hell no. Do not buy a house at a 7% rate if you do not have a substantial amount of income and reserves. Now, if you do buy a house, here's the great news. Kimberly, I like that comment. Kimberly said, yesterday's price is not today's price. Absolute fact. Absolute fact. Interest rates are up and stuff. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. Here's the good news. In about 2 years, you will see these interest rates go down back into the fours. They're going to go back down. And let me tell you why. Let me take this off my screen. Okay? And let me tell you why they're going to go back down. The economy is going to go through a shitstorm over the next year. If you was on my Instagram page, MG the Mortgage Guy, yesterday, you would have heard me say it's a cold winter about to happen, and it just started, and it's going to last at least a year, maybe 18 months. And what I mean by that is we're going to go through some of the worst times that we've seen in our economy over the next 12 to 18 months. People are going to lose jobs. People are going to be boxed out, whether you're buying or renting. Real estate professionals, you're not going to make a lot of money. So I hope you saved your money. The pandemic crowd who was running it up over the past couple years, I hope you saved your money too. And I hope you all are paying your bills in advance, because it's going to get a little cold over the next 12 months. I'm just being honest. But this is not a call to be scared or worried. This is me just warning you of what the next 12 months will look like and what you have to do to beat this, right? If you can't buy a house and afford a house at a 7% interest rate, no worries. No worries at all. Use this time to get educated. Use this time to stack your money and make wise decisions. Use this time to starve your distractions and feed your focus. Because when those rates do drop again, you need to put yourself in position to go out here, execute, and buy real estate. Those of us who can still afford to buy at these higher prices and higher rates, whether it's primary investment, know your numbers, buy undervalued properties, put some sweat equity into that, because we're in for some trying times as well. All right? This is just my opinion. Again, this is not a call for panic either. This is not 2008. Let me be clear. This is not 2008. This is a normal real estate cycle. Now, I do understand, again, I've been in this business for 20 years. I've been through the Great Recession. If you know my story, I've told you I've lost everything during a Great Recession. I know the signs. I've seen them firsthand. I was in the business doing loans at this time. This is nowhere near 2008. Real estate is a cynical business, and you have to understand that. You cannot sit here and plan short term with real estate. You always have to think long term. Always have to think long term when it comes to real estate. Just prepare yourself financially if you can't afford it, because like I said, the bank going to want their money rain, sleet, hail, snow. So if you can't afford that 7%, learn, do your numbers accordingly and make it happen. You can't be wishy-washy right now. You got to be super, super clear on what you can and cannot do. And if you cannot do it, educate yourself at the highest level possible. Starve those distractions. Feed your fear at the highest level you ever did in your life. Right? Now, let's talk about the housing market. Before I start bringing you guys in, longevity. Yes, Carlos. Carlos, longevity, that's all. And real estate is a long-term play. Don't look at a year or two from now. Look at 5 years. Look at 10 years. Look at 15 years. Look at your long-term goals when it comes to real estate, especially if you're home buying. If you're investing, look at your long-term goals. Because right now, you're going to have to look at 5 to 10 years down the line. What do you do? Ella says, what do I do as a laid-off MLO? You get another job. That's what you do. You get another job and you source your business.
Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You go outside, you kiss hands, you shake babies, you go out here and you run your plays and you get to it. Because let me tell my real estate professionals, this is going to be the greatest opportunity you ever had in your careers to run your plays right now. It might seem like doom and gloom, but the buyers who are going to be out there right now are real serious buyers. If you're buying at these rates, you're serious. You ain't come here to, like, waste nobody's time. Nobody's wasting time with a 7% interest rate looming over their head or 8%, 9% on investment property. Nobody is wasting time. They came to get the play ran. So if you're able to go through this cycle, this season, and you survive this, congratulations. And if you don't, well, congratulations. Maybe it just wasn't for you. You got to find something else. Kiss hands. I said shake babies. You know what I mean. I got tongue twisted. Kiss hands. No, kiss hands and shake babies. Yo, y'all stupid. Yo, I didn't mean to say that, yo. But shake hands and kiss babies is what I meant to say. Yo, y'all fools. On Rants and Gems. And y'all caught every word of that tour. I was wondering why you over here giggling. Because he just starts giggling. I'm like, what the fuck he laughing at? Yo, y'all stupid. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, man. Y'all funny. All right, let's go to the next slide. Let me show y'all something else. Let's look at the housing market. This crowd. Make sure y'all smash that like button. All right. Let me see how this looks. Let me see if y'all can see this. Can y'all see this clear? Type yes in chat if you can see this website. It looked kind of blurry to me. But I just want to make sure y'all can see it. All right, y'all can see it pretty good. Let me go back to this thing real quick. Let me zoom in on here so you guys can really see this. Now, I'm on Redfin's website. All right, I think this is going to be the one. Let me let it update first. No. I'm trying to make it work. Don't worry. That should work. I mean, it works for me much better. All right, can y'all see it better? Oh, you're killing me.
What's good on mine?
It looks good on yours? Let me make it bigger one more time. Pause. All right, can y'all see this? All right, bet. If it's blurry, it's because of your Wi-Fi. Because it looks good on my screen. Matter of fact, you know what? Let me do this. Let me take me off.
It looks good, though, man.
It looks good like that? No, let me just do... Let me take me off the screen so that way they can just see the whole screen as the thing.
You're still on. You're just in the corner.
Really?
No, you just got off. Yeah, you're good.
All right. Here we go. So we're on Redfin.com. Shout out to the good folks over there at Redfin. All right. Let's look at the U.S. housing market overview. Let's take a look at this. All right. In August 2022, U.S. home prices were up 6.9% compared to last year. So year over year, August to August, home prices still appreciated 6.9%. It ain't 20%. It ain't 30%. But I told you guys, this year we're going to be in that 5 to 10% range, depending on what your market is. The numbers are reflecting what I said. All right. Median home price is $406,000. On average, the number of homes sold was down 18.4% year over year. Rightfully so. When you see number of homes sold down, that's because people ain't listing homes. Interest rates are high. So it's down 18.4%. And there were 555,000 homes sold in August this year, down from 681,000. That has a lot to do with the interest rates. People are not buying. They can't afford it. All right. The national 30-year average rate is up at 5.25% at the end of August. Obviously, we know it's much higher now. So let's look at the median sales price. Okay. $406,000. We just went over that. Okay. So still up 6.9%. These are the top 10 metros in the U.S. with the fastest growing sales price. Let's show you a little bit more. All right. Anybody from these cities can confirm this information. This is from Redfin, so we're going to go with it. But if you're a local professional, tap in on your city. Is your city still growing? At these sales prices still growing? And Boynton Beach, Florida, are y'all still growing at a 36% clip? Let us know in the comments, please. Okay, so these are the top 10 cities. Florida is up here. Florida, whew. Y'all got the number 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 10. Florida, y'all getting busy out there. All right, very important stat right here. Supply and demand trumps everything. This is why I keep telling y'all. Supply and demand trumps everything. Type supply and demand in the chats, ladies and gentlemen. This is the major indicator for me of what I look at to see where the market is going. Could there be a potential crash, et cetera, et cetera. Supply versus demand. Now, we all know what the feds are trying to do with raising up these rates and causing all this commotion to make us go into a recession. They're trying to kill the demand, hence bring down inflation. Is it working? Let's see. In August of 2022, there were 1.7 million homes for sale in the United States. That's up only 3.4% year over year. 3.4% is not a lot of, it's not a big deal to me. It's 3.4%, but it's growing. But again, when you see this number, I want you to take into consideration, this is also calculating homes that didn't sell that were listed a month ago, 2 months ago, right? So homes listed for sale is a combination of just not new listings, but also homes that didn't sell in the previous month. All right? Do you understand? If you do, type yes. If you don't, type no. All right? This is a very important number right here. I'm going to highlight this. I want y'all to see this. The number of newly listed homes was 590,000 and down 19.1% year over year. Now, I'm going to stay on this for a second. You see in the first sentence, and this is why I always try to teach y'all and coach y'all on reading through the headlines, because the fear-mongering headlines out there will say, inventory is up 3.4% year over year, the greatest since whenever, right? But when you read the article, it'll tell you, well, the number of new listings were down. That's important. If there's no new listings, how can you have more supply than demand? You can't without new listings. And with these rates being up and stuck right now, that 19.1% decrease in new listings will go crazy in the next 30 to 45 days when those numbers come out. Expect 25%+. And if that happens, that means the last line, the average month of supply is 2 months up 0 year over year. So think about this. We speak often about sellers and buyers markets. Right? Somebody said, I'm just here to hear Tooks clip that up. Clip it up, Tooks. Sellers and buyers markets, right? You'll hear people on the internet say, well, it's a buyer's market. It's a buyer's market. How, Sway? A buyer's market is typically 6 months or more of inventory. When the housing market crashed in the Great Recession of last year, of 2008-9, there were upwards of 9 to 12 months of supply on the market. So how could this reflect 2008 when you don't have the same underlying conditions with mortgage underwriting and you don't have 9 to 12 months of inventory on the market? This is why I educate you, and this is why I wanted to show this slide, because
without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because I know what the fear-mongering news is going to tell you, rates are above 7%. Everybody run under their bed because the world's about to end. But I'm here to tell you something different. I'm here to give you the full perspective of this. You can't have a housing crash with 2 months of supply. And if that does happen, then the world's going to end. It's going to end. Something's happening. So housing supply. Ladies and gentlemen, type housing supply in the comments. You need to study this. You need to pay attention to this. You need to pay attention to this. Now, this is national average. I need you all to focus on local because real estate is a local business. I need you to focus on whatever neighborhood that you're looking to invest in or buy your home in. You need to know how many months of supply are in that area. Because if you get above 6, even at 5 months of supply in that area, then it's a buyer's market in that town, that city, that state. And you need to act accordingly and negotiate. All right? Now, the median days on the market was up to 26 days. That's up 9% year over year. Now, with the median days on the market up 26%, that's about average. Typically, homes sell in 30 to 45 days once they're on the market. So the days of everybody being spoiled, right, being spoiled about homes selling in a day or two, that shit ain't normal. That was the pandemic, man. You had to take advantage while I was there for you. All right, home for sales, we already went through that one, up 3.4%. Housing demand. How competitive is the market? In August, 37.7% of the homes in the U.S. sold below list price. I'm going to read that again. In August 2022, 37% of the homes in the U.S. sold below list price, down 14 points year over year. There were only 21.9% of homes that had price drops. That's up 12%. From August of last year. And there was what? 99.9% sale to list price. Think about this, man. 99.9% sale to list price. That's crazy. That means people are realtors and home sellers are finally seeing eye to eye and they're listing their properties appropriately. There you have it. These are the numbers. Homes sold above list price. 37% of the homes sold above list price. 37%. That's still a great number, ladies and gentlemen. Do I expect that to continue? Hell no. You see, a year ago, what's that, 37 plus 14? What is that, 50-something? 50% of the homes were going above asking price. Okay, sorry, my phone ringing. Business was handling. All right, top 10 most competitive cities in the U.S. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Edmond, what's that, Oklahoma? Fayetteville, shout out to Vietnam. All right, Rochester, New York. Oof, it's competitive in Rochester? Chill. All right, so I'm not going to get into all of this stuff, but you guys can go on Redfin.com and kind of look and see. These are migration. I don't want to talk about migration. But you see, you got all the information you need. You can go to Redfin. Shout out to the good folks at Redfin with the data. But you can go to Redfin.com. And matter of fact, can I put this link in the comments? I don't know how to copy and paste with no Apple. How you copy and paste, folks?
Just hold on there. I don't know.
You don't even know. And you laughing at me.
It's not open. That's why.
So if it's open, I can open it.
Yeah.
How do you copy and paste? Control V?
Command C.
Command C.
Yeah.
You know I don't know how to use this shit. All right. So I'm going to post that link. I just posted the link in the comments. The link is in the comments. The link is in the comments. If you want to go to that website on your own and do your own due diligence, feel free. All right. Everybody smash the like button, please. Smash the like button. Smash the like button. All right. Let me stop sharing my screen. So there you have it. Long story short, the market is still moving. There's a deceleration of equity happening. We've spoken about this at length here on Rants and Gems. This is not a surprise to us. Interest rates are up and stuck at the moment, but they will go down in 2 years. So if you're buying, remember, you're not marrying your interest rate. You can always divorce it and refinance in 2 to 3 years, if and when it does go down. I think it will, because the new administration is going to come in here and they're going to try to kickstart the economy again. She said, Jesus is my doctor, my lender. What you said here, girl? Hold on. Bree, she says, Jesus is my doctor, my lawyer, and my lender. That was random. Maybe I missed the whole conversation while I was reading the thing. But I feel you, sis. Go ahead. Shout out to Jesus. We love Jesus here at Rants and Gems. All right. So I hope this information helped you. And yes, Trinica says, low inventory, high interest rates sounds like an investor's market. Absolutely. This is definitely an investor's market. They're trying to make America renters. I love it. Shout out to us landlords. Shout out to us landlords. All right. I got about 15 minutes. Let's take some questions from the community. Marry the house and date the rate. That is a fact. Let's get some questions from the community today. I just put the link in the chat. Link is in the chat. I'm going to pin the link. If you want to come on the show, come on, ask your questions. Come on live, and you'll be able to ask me your questions. Link is in the comments. Let's keep it to this conversation, and let's see what we got going on from there, all right? If you're going to come in, make sure you have good lighting, preferably AirPods, and your camera on, because if not, I'm not going to let you in. Van life or home ownership? Is this even a serious question? Van life? Dr. True Love, are you serious? Van life? I'm not choosing no van over no home. No way, Jose. No way. How high are rates going to go? Well, in my opinion, I think they're going to go back over 7% at some point this year, most definitely. But let's call a spade. People, you're getting 7% right now. Hell, you might be getting 7.5% because that 6.6, 6.8, whatever that base rate that they show you on the internet, that's if you got great credit and 20% down payment. If you got a 660 credit score, you probably 8% right now. You better learn about adjustable rate mortgages and 2-1 buy downs. BGM, if you're trying to come on, you need to turn your camera on. If you're trying to come on, I'm going to put the link in the comments again. If not BGM, I got to kick you out. I'm going to give you to the count of three, and you got to go.
Good question.
Huh?
You think building a house or buying is good?
Building a house? I don't see that. Okay. You think building a house or buying is good? Man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to just be honest with you. God's honest truth. Right now, I'm going to say, just go buy the house you want and rehab it. Buy the house that has the square footage, the bones, the size of it. Go buy that joint and rehab it to your likings and call it a day. Because building the house, going through plans and permits and contractors, if you're doing it, if you buy from like one of these big home builders like Toll Brothers or something like that, the process is seamless. But if you're talking about you going to GC it yourself and be super involved with it, yo, that joint is a headache. I'm sorry. Like, Garland Gardens is giving me the worst headache ever right now. And I really just don't even want to do it no more. I'll be honest with you. I'm over the shit. I'm really about to just say, forget this. Just fix my house and make it beautiful. And then I'll just go buy my dream house in 2 years or something. Because I can't. That's my opinion. But do what works best for you and your family at the end of the day. All right, let's get, who's this? Aria. Aria.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm alive and blessed. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Working hard.
I see you out here on the grind, huh?
Yeah, man.
You driving a truck?
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm at work right now. I'm an owner operator. I got my own rig.
Okay, how long you been in the business for?
Like 8 years. I've been an owner operator for 3.
I love that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How many trucks in your fleet?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, just one for right now.
That's good. Keep grinding.
Yeah, I'm working on a second one right now also, too, though.
All right, so talk to us. What you got for us today on Rants and Gems?
All right, so our rate yesterday at 7% on a duplex in Chicago. It was an area. And it's like they completely renovated it and everything, you know what I'm saying? So it was evaluated for $60,000, you know what I'm saying? And so the property taxes was $2,000. So now the sale price was $309,000. And I came in at $305,000 with a $7,000 credit to closing.
Okay.
And so basically, my lawyer is basically saying that and when they reevaluate the property in like maybe 2 or 3 years or whatever, it might triple the property taxes. So I'm thinking, it's an FHA loan.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, how can I get that, you know, that those taxes, to, you know what I'm saying, to go down? You know what I'm saying? Like,
why did your lawyer say that the property taxes will triple in 3 years?
Because like I said, they assessed the property at $60,000. They didn't
the assessment.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It hasn't been assessed after the renovation.
Yeah, your tax is gonna go crazy. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I can't do like the
you can. So here's the thing, right? Property taxes, the town's going to assess your property taxes based off the market value that they say the house is worth. Now, if you don't agree with the valuation, you can always grieve your taxes and go through that process with the county, grieve your taxes, and see if you have success with getting those taxes lowered. But this is what I will tell you. You have to plan for the worst case scenario. So if the tax, how much are the taxes now?
$2,000.
So if the taxes are $6,000, could you afford that payment?
Yeah, I could afford it, but, you know, I wouldn't have any, I mean, the profit, because like I said, it's a duplex and I have an FHA loan or whatever. So I'm going to owner occupy, you know, one of the units. But like I said, I'm trying to, you know, cut costs where I can.
Well, that's something you probably won't be able to cut too much cost because the value is the value and it is what it is at that point. I think over you got a 3-year buffer or a 2-year buffer. Don't be surprised when it does happen because you just got to prepare for it now. So I think what you should focus on, if I was in your shoes, me personally, I would be looking at this as I got 2 to 3 years with this type of payment. Let me add more streams of income to what I'm doing, number one. Number two, is there opportunity to raise these tenants' rates, your tenants' rent rate in the next 2 to 3 years to cover that surplus of what those property taxes are going to increase to? Is it better for you or more advantageous for you to Airbnb or PeerSpace and do short-term versus long-term, you know, at that point, to really offset it? So these are the things that I will be looking at. Number one, increase in my fleet so you can get more income coming in from your business. And number two, maximizing that duplex to its highest value with maybe using short-term rentals.
Okay. All right, cool. And then, but my lawyer, she said something about doing a tax exemption on a property and maybe that could cut it in half. Is that like a thing or...
Yeah, I mean, you can see, I'm not sure what exemption you would qualify under. That's something that your attorney can probably go into more details.
Yeah, homeowners, I think with homeowners exemption.
I mean, it's possible if they offer that in the county that you are purchasing in.
Right, it's Cook County. So, yeah, I'm going to check. But you said it was called grievance.
Yeah, grieving your taxes.
Grieving taxes. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Yeah, that was pretty much the question I had. You know what I'm saying? It's my first property, so I was, you know what I'm saying, freaking out a little bit, but yeah.
Well, look, this is a part of this. Is you got to pay the cost to be the boss, as they say.
Yeah, for sure.
And a part of home ownership, and I'm glad you're speaking about this, right? Because escrow is very important when you're purchasing a house. And everybody here, I need you to understand, when you're purchasing a home, who's calling me? All right. Let me put my do not disturb on, right? When you are purchasing a home, you always have to realize your escrow will always increase. If the market is increasing, expect your property taxes to increase every year. Expect your homeowner's insurance to increase every year, right? If the market is declining, maybe your property taxes will drop a little bit, right? But always have an expectation of that mortgage payment going up. So you have to, as a homeowner, whether you're the homeowner and you're living there or you're investing in real estate, you always have to pay attention to your property tax bills that come to the house and your homeowner's insurance policies that get sent to the house. Don't junk mail it. Look at it. Read it. Understand it. If you don't understand it, call somebody on the customer service numbers. Get clarity so that way you can move accordingly. Because no matter what, this is an expense that's a moving target and it's always going to fluctuate.
All right. For sure. I appreciate you, man.
No doubt, Aria. Good luck.
All right. You too.
I love to see it. All right. Antonio, if you want to come on, you got to turn your camera on. All right. Put the link in the chat. Who want to jump on? Well, how much time? We've been on this for 42 minutes. I actually got a hard stop. We got to go to Best Buy, right?
Yeah. Somebody said something about some type of taxes, though, for that.
What taxes?
I don't even know where I went.
Okay.
Oh, after the first year, you will get the homestead exempt if you live there?
The homestead, yeah. That's what they were talking about. That's what they were talking about. That's why I said if you qualify for those exemptions. So when it comes to, like, talking about homesteads and stuff like that, first of all, it's not in every state. And every county has their own different rules and stuff like that. So I can only have general conversations because I honestly really don't know what the rules and regulation. And this is why I just recommend speak to your attorneys. How come I can't see house economics good? I need to get like a book stand. I need a riser. Like, put that joint up here or something, like on this side. The new set, we need a whole bookshelf back here. I'm going to have all my books back here as the backdrop moving forward. Black Friday, we got 3 books coming out. Just FYI. Yo, BGM, this is like the 3rd time you came back here, man. And your camera's still not on, man. What we doing here? Because I got a hard stop literally in like 5 minutes. All right. You know what? I'm not taking nobody else. We had the one question for the day. And we're going to wrap this up. A few things, again, I want to talk to you guys. First, like, comment, share, subscribe. Send this video out to a couple folks. Go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Download it. Review it. 5 stars. We appreciate you for that. Again, I'm going to be in Long Island tomorrow night. Minority, millennials. Let me get the information again. Farmingdale College, September 29th, 6 p.m. Free event. I'm going to put the link in the comments one more time. You guys pull up on me, register. Let's talk real estate. We got a great slew of guests that's going to be there. Shout out to the minority millennials. The link is in the YouTube chat. If you want to register, I'm going to send a YouTube live chat if you want to register. Or go to my Instagram stories and register. What else I want to say to you guys? House economics, you already know that. This is a quick, short episode because we got to go run and do studio run stuff. Again, shout out to Kiana Watson. I know she has a developers event, I think, on sometime next week in October. Go to her page, Kiana Watson, and you can hear more about that. Or join Agent Tools for Success. What else? What else I want to talk about, Tooks? What else we got going on?
That's coming up.
Yeah, we got a lot going on. London, InvestFest Europe. InvestFest Europe. Make sure you get your tickets to InvestFest Europe. Let me definitely talk about that real quick. InvestFest Europe. How could I forget? We got an all-star lineup at InvestFest Europe. I'm going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. It's international earners. We got this Halloween at the Royal Albert Hall, one of the most prestigious halls in the world. EYL, 19 Keys, Ian Dunlap, Wall Street Trapper, Terrence J, Patricia Bright, Matt Garland, Sebastian Newby, Dr. Jitali will be in the building, Alex Burton, Aristotle Investments. Damn, the thing missed. Hold on. I'm waiting for the reel to play again. I'm trying to name everybody who's going to be there. I'm missing like 2 more people and then the damn reel. Stop. All right. Anton Dixon Bellaton and Tabidi Stevens, Beyond Win. Oh, man. All-star. Caleb Silver will be in the building. This is an all-star lineup, man. So make sure y'all pull up on us. We got the VIP day Sunday, masquerade party, VIP day activities. And we have the show on Halloween. Oh, let me get my girl on here. Trey, what's up, Trey?
Hey, what's going on, MG? How you doing?
You know, I'm alive and blessed. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I cannot complain at all.
Yeah, you sound like you happy today.
Yes, I'm happy every day.
I love it. Talk to me.
Yeah, so my question is, how do we start about factoring in the new interest rate into our numbers? Like, can you give us an example?
So you want to price, do everything at a worst case scenario, right? So if for an investment property, the rate, let's just say today is 8%,
right,
and you get pre-approved with it, right, I would probably do your numbers at 8.5%,
right,
just to be at a very worst case scenario, just because, right, between the time you get pre-approved and you find a house, the market can shift higher. So factor it in that way by increasing the interest rate a little bit higher than market. That way you get a buffer, and that way you can really look at your ROI to make sure that you're hitting the numbers that you want to hit.
Right. Okay, then. So now I know what to do.
Oh, yeah. Nah. You good.
All right.
You good. Anything else you want to talk about?
That was the question, because I seen that you was talking about it yesterday on your live about the new interest rate, and I was like, well, what do I do with the numbers? Like, how do I factor it in? Like,
well, in our community that you're a part of, we're gonna be breaking down pro formas. We're gonna be breaking down how to really analyze these deals in this market. So once I put that schedule up, what's today? Probably by Monday, I'm gonna have the class schedule for October up. Right. And then, you know, one of the first ones would be analyzing deals in today's market.
Right.
With the higher rates. And we'll go through like what rates you can expect, the whole nine yards. And we'll get a little bit deeper in the private group.
Right. Okay, then. I'll be waiting.
All right. Good seeing you.
All right. You too.
Shout out to Trey. All right. We have to go. We've been on here for 50 minutes. Thank you guys for pulling up on me today. I appreciate y'all. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Go get House Hackonomics. Go get your tickets for InvestFest Europe. And make sure you come pull up on me tomorrow, Farmingdale College, Long Island. Link is in this live chat. Link is in my stories. It's a free event. We'd love to see you. Tooks, I think we're good. We good, Tooks?
Yes, sir.
All right. We out of here, y'all. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.